Certain people can change the game they play all by themselves. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aram Gutsuzian, professor of history at the University of Memphis, considers the life of one such player.
Bill Russell died on Sunday, July 31. In my work on him, I have argued that he spearheaded a basketball revolution. During his reign, the sport transformed from an earthbound white man's game with a small-time reputation into a modern, dynamic, nationally televised sport associated with black culture. His springy defense and rebounding reshaped the patterns of basketball. He was the greatest winner in American team sports history. He steered the University of San Francisco to two consecutive NCAA championships and a record 55-game winning streak. He won gold at the 1956 Olympics. In his 13-year professional career with the Boston Celtics, Russell won 11 NBA titles, the last two in 1968 and 1969 as the player coach. Russell was the game's essential barrier breaker, its first black superstar, its first great champion, its first black coach. He was also among the most significant black athletes in the era of the civil rights movement. In the 1960s, he began expressing his political opinions with fearless honesty. In magazine profiles and his autobiography, he extolled the ideals of American democracy, but he kept describing his shortcomings. Instead of seeing sports as a vehicle of racial progress, he saw them as reflecting American society's larger prejudices. By the end of the 1960s, Russell stood like a lighthouse for the next generation of black athletes. His Celtics showcased the glorious possibilities of racial integration, but Russell had demanded that the public see the black athlete as something more than a symbol. "We see each other as men," he had stated after his team's final triumph in 1969. "We judge a guy by his character." In an era of racial upheaval, Russell had demanded the same of the public.
That was Aram Gutsuzian of the University of Memphis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.